Old stories of state grow now out of date, and factious promoters obstructed by fate. Great Charles in his throne protects us alone, without those wild maggots that Calvin has blown. And now in the calm a reflection I'll make of a kind salutation in Newgate of late. 'Twixt a knight of the cause whose great eminence by popish rat-catching and smooth impudence, beloved by all those that are the king's foes, yet in the reception he dreaded some blows, for when fire and water by accident greet, those unruly elements clash when they meet. And downright Dame Celia, who still keeps her place, to which he preferred her with marks of disgrace, but now they are met in Newgate to treat, I'd freely give sixpence you had seen the set, for she was transported and stood in amaze, whilst he like an owl amongst lapwings did gaze. He snuffled with his nose and made a long pause. In new-fashioned cloak he wrapped up the old cause and cried, "Madam Celia, I hope we are friends. Were't now in my power, I'd make you amends. Pray turn not my stomach with lancing old sores. My squeezy misfortunes are far worse than yours. Great sir, you are welcome unto this great house. I scorn to throw water upon a drowned mouse. None of my relations I have seen this year could be half so welcome should they be brought here. Your great vigilance and your zeal doth surpass in courage, Don Quixote, in zeal, Hudibras. In the silent of night, no goblin nor sprite could e'er work such wonders as you did, Sir Knight, in finding out priests without help of Christ. You were the knight-errant on all such exploits. No Janus's two faces, nor Argus' strange eyes e'er built up their fortunes like you by surprise. Though you were betrayed by Oates and his bums, those amber necklaces like beads on your thumbs supplied you with coins, sir, those debts for to pay, besides those rich medals in ambush for prey, or some score of pounds beddings pulled out on's bed, though 2 years at least after he had been dead. Guzman, to your worship, was but a mere sot. He never had sense to find out a sham plot. But you, by the art, sir, of legerdemain, what you put in the meal tub could fetch out again. But all you near jugglers confederates do keep, as my maid and you in the meal tub did meet. The knight in his passion found truth would confute. Saint Francis then entered to end the dispute. Sir, this is no place for your safety and honor. She's void of the light which the cause upon her. Come give me your hand, sir, into my own room to consult who supplies our kind ladies at home. Now since we are informed the knight is got loose, yet finding some clause of his case in the noose, wrapped up in the tangle, great Charles he did don, to pardon his treasons, what's past and to come, but an answer most fit I hope he did receive, for a treacherous fool and a sly busy knave.